A number of years ago, I read a one-inch article in my local newspaper. It caught my attention, and I have remembered it ever since. Four people were killed, and seven workers were rescued after clinging for more than an hour to the underside of a 125-foot-high bridge in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, after the scaffolding they were working on collapsed. I was, and I continue to be, fascinated by this brief story. Shortly after reading this account, I called a family friend who lived in St. Catharines. She explained that the workers had been painting the Garden City Skyway Bridge for about a year and were 2 weeks short of completing the project when the accident happened. After the accident, officials were asked why these men did not have any safety equipment. The answer was simple. They had the equipment, they just chose not to wear it. After the scaffolding gave way, the survivors held on to a 1-inch lip of steel girder and stood on an 8-inch ledge of steel for over an hour until rescue teams could reach them. One survivor related that as he clung to the bridge, he thought a lot about his family. He said, "I just thank the Lord for me being here today. It was pretty scary, I tell you." There are many lessons to be learned and comparisons to be made from this incident. While most of us will never face such a dramatic life or death situation, many of us feel that we are going through a scary time in our personal lives. We may experience loneliness, strained relationships, temptations, betrayal of trust, limitations of our physical body, or the loss of much-needed employment. We may be challenged with feelings of disappointment because our righteous hopes and dreams have not been met in our personal timetable. We may question our abilities and fear the possibility of failure, even in our church and family callings. The challenges and the dangers we live with today, including society's tolerance of sin, have been prophesied by ancient and living prophets. These are just as precarious and real as the threat of falling 125 feet to certain death from a high bridge. My life is not perfect. I deal with many of the same challenges. We all do. I concur with the worker's expression of his dangerous experience of holding on to that steel girder. It is pretty scary, I tell you. It's important to note, however, that in the scriptures, there are very few stories of individuals who lived in blissful happiness and experienced no opposition. We learn and grow by overcoming challenges with faith, with persistence, and personal righteousness. I have been strengthened by President Monson's endless confidence in our Heavenly Father and in us. He has said, "Remember that you are entitled to our Heavenly Father's blessings in this work. He did not call you to your privileged post to walk alone, without guidance, trusting to luck. On the contrary, He knows your skill, He realizes your devotion, and He will convert your supposed inadequacies to recognized strengths. Heavenly Father has not left us alone during our mortal probation. He has already given us all the safety equipment we will need to successfully return to Him. He has given us personal prayer, the Scriptures, living prophets, and the Holy Ghost to guide us. At times, using this equipment may seem cumbersome, awkward, and horribly unfashionable. Its proper use requires our diligence, obedience, and persistence. But I, for one, choose to use it. We must all choose to use it. In the scriptures, we learn about another key piece of safety equipment, a rod of iron. Disciples of our Savior Jesus Christ are invited to hold on to this rod in order to safely find their way to eternal life. I am speaking of Lehi's vision of the tree of life found in the Book of Mormon. Through divine personal revelation, the Book of Mormon prophet Lehi and his son Nephi were each shown a vision of our mortal probationary state and its accompanying dangers. Lehi says, "And it came to pass that there arose a mist of darkness, yea, even an exceedingly great mist of darkness, insomuch that they who had commenced in the path did lose their way, and they wandered off and were lost. Yet he also saw other multitudes pressing forward, and they came and caught hold of the end of the rod of iron, and they did press their way forward, continually holding fast to that rod of iron until they came forth and fell down and partook of the fruit of the tree," meaning the tree of life. From Lehi's vision, we learn that we must take hold of this safety railing, this iron rod, found alongside our individual straight and narrow path, and hold tight until we reach our ultimate goal of eternal life with our Heavenly Father. Nephi promises that those who hold fast to the iron rod would never perish. Neither could the temptations and the fiery darts of the adversary overpower them unto blindness, to lead them away to destruction. I invite you to read again the full accounts of this inspired vision. Study them, ponder them, and apply them to your daily life. In modern terms, we might say that we are invited to get a grip. We must hold on tight to the iron rod and never let go. Holding to the iron rod is not always easy. We may let go because of peer pressure or pride, thinking that we can find our own way back later. When we do so, we are leaving our safety equipment behind. In Lehi's vision, he saw many who let go of the iron rod, and he says, "And many were lost from his view, wandering in strange roads." In difficult times in our own lives, we may find that we are also wandering in strange roads. Let me reassure you that it is always possible for us to find our way back through repentance made possible by the atoning sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We can regain and recommit to a strong grip on the iron rod and feel the loving guidance of our Heavenly Father once again. The Savior has extended an open invitation to us. Repent, hold on, and don't let go. I, like Nephi, exhort you with all the energies of my soul that you will give heed to the Word of God and remember to keep His commandments always in all things. Use the safety equipment He has provided for you. Hold fast and believe that Heavenly Father will bless you for your diligence. I know the restored gospel is true, and I know that we are led by a living prophet of God, President Thomas S. Monson. It is my great privilege and blessing to be his daughter.
and I love my parents dearly. One evening, I was feeling a bit discouraged, and I said, "Oh, Dad, the blessings we experience as members of the church and the promised blessings of the temple are so good. If we will only reach out and choose to accept them." He responded without hesitation, "And they are everything." May we hold on to the eternal truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they are literally everything, is my sincere prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.